Talk Live, lunging into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you, your thoughts, bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231. An extra secret version of the Patriot Act. Wayne's going to tell us about that here in a little bit. But first, news about bunnies. You don't hear about bunnies in the news too often. In this case, it's $90,000 fine for selling bunnies. That's right. It's the land of the free, everybody. According to the Daily Caller at dailycaller.com, it started out as a hobby, a way for the Dollarheit family in Nixon, Missouri, to teach a teenage son responsibility, like a lemonade stand. And we all know what's been happening to lemonade stands in recent years, in case you haven't been paying attention. Various different lemonade stands run by kids have been shut down by the police, threatened with violence, threatened with fines, threatened with arrest for running lemonade stands. I've actually seen it happen in person. I saw the Keene Police Department threaten a little girl for running a limeade-slash-ice-cream stand, or even just attempting to set it up. She never got the chance to sell her first cup before the cops came and cracked down on it. We've also seen the cops crack down just here in Keene. Again, other stories from around the country, but I've seen the limeade stand crackdown, and others were there when they cracked down on the Cub Scouts for selling cotton candy as well. So, if that's any indication, you probably have some idea of what's going on here with this rabbit story. So now selling a few hundred rabbits over 2 years has provoked the heavy hand of the federal government to the tune of $90,643 of a fine.
A few hundred rabbits, $90,000 fine. That's those expensive rabbits.
Where's this kid going to come up with this, or are the parents the target?
Oh, I'd imagine his parents are going to be the ones that are going to court.
It's just a threat.
The fine was levied after more than a year after authorities contacted family members, prompting them to immediately halt their part-time business and liquidate their equipment. The Dollarheit story, originally picked up by Bob McCarty, a blogger, has turned into a call to arms for critics of the government's reach and now has both Democratic and Republican lawmakers vowing to intervene. Of course, as is typical, when kids are involved in marketing something, usually you can convince the politicians to make a stand and say, this has gone too far. This is crazy. We shouldn't be doing this to these kids. What kind of lesson are we teaching?
Their entrepreneurial spirit.
Right. We need to kill their entrepreneurial spirit when they turn 18 like the rest of America.
we need to fool them into believing that America is the land of the free so they'll work their butts off the rest of their lives.
Go to work for the TSA.
So John and Judy Dollarheit began selling rabbit meat by the pound in 2006 and as pets to their neighbors and friends in 2008, raised on the three-acre lot on which their home sits.
It's a good business plan. Either you buy this rabbit as a pet or he gets the axe.
The rabbits were heralded by local experts for their quality and kept in pristine condition. When a local pet store asked them to supply their pet rabbits, the Dollarheits had no idea that they would be running afoul of an obscure federal regulation that prohibits selling more than $500 worth of rabbits to a pet store without a license from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. Well, what were they thinking? I mean, who would go and start a business up in America without first reading all of the code and regulations that apply with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not to mention all the federal United States
forget
code?
Local, state, municipal
ordinances and statutes. Who would go into business without first taking 20 years out of their life to sit down for 8 hours a day, maybe 12 hours a day, and actually read through and try to comprehend what those regulations say? What are these crazy people thinking? What, do they think they live in America, land of the free, or something like that? I mean, this is nonsense.
So the pencil pushers went and hassled them, and they shut down operations.
Yes, they did, but that wasn't enough. They then hit them with the $90,000 fine. Under the law, by the way, pet stores are exempt from regulation, apparently. But by selling to pet stores for resale, the humble Dollarheits became wholesale breeders of pet animals, according to a spokesbureaucrat for the USDA, who defended the $90,000 fine, even while admitting it looks curious to the average person.
It seems despicable to most people, but it's a good idea.
Hey, this is what you elected us for.
Because we can.
So that's especially so since the Dollarhites faced no accusation that they mistreated any animals. Instead, they committed what's called in regulatory parlance a paperwork violation under the Animal Welfare Act, a 1966 law intended to prevent the abuse of animals. The fine is part of a campaign to step up enforcement of the law that has included levying fines on magicians who use rabbits in magic hat tricks. An inspector general report prompted increased enforcement, according to the bureaucrat. In an interview, the mom, Judy Dollarhite, who said she passionately voted for Ross Perot in the 1990s, told of her interactions with government bureaucrats that sound like they came from a libertarian's nightmare. Blissfully ignorant about the licensing requirement, a USDA inspector arrived unannounced in November at the Dollarhite's home in 2009. The inspector had viewed invoices at a pet store that was purchasing the rabbits, helping her track down the family's home. The inspector told Judy that...
Of course, the pet store just blithely gave them the information they asked for.
Well, blithely, I don't know, Mark. They may have come in and intimidated them.
Well, I just assume, I don't know how they went about doing it, but...
They turned it over.
No is the answer. No.
No, I won't talk to you. No, I won't give you this information. No, go F yourself. But no, they gave it up, and so the inspector shows up, and he told Judy, she recalled that he said, this cage is a quarter inch too small. You have to have this replaced.
A quarter inch?
In fact, there are no actual written USDA standards for what constitutes proper care of a rabbit.
So he just lied.
By a wholesale breeder of pet animals, Sachs said. Instead, the process is a negotiation between a USDA official and a breeder when they apply for a license. The inspector left the Dollarhites home telling Judy that she needed a license and saying she would send an application. Judy said the instructions were unclear and the application never came.
Hmm.
So now you get to go and try to navigate through the morass of government bureaucracy because this bureaucrat promised she was going to send you this application. She didn't. So she claims you need this thing. So if you want to go ahead and be legal, then good luck trying to figure out how. If you don't have the money to hire an attorney, for instance, that is familiar with the USDA and all of its officious bureaucratic rules, then you'll have to start from zero and try to dig through all of their regulations because good luck calling them and asking them to help you. They aren't likely going to be too assistive.
They don't get paid
assistance.
For that. They get paid to hassle people, not to help them.
And you can talk to five different bureaucrats, and they'll all give you different answers to a question.
Didn't end there.
That's absolutely true when it comes to the IRS's helpline. As a matter of fact, an independent organization called the helpline, asked standard questions.
No, I think it was the IRS.
The IRS
called their own helpline.
I see. Called their own helpline, asked standard normal questions to their agents.
They asked the top 10 questions that are asked of their agents.
And they got 50% of them wrong. The helpline.
Might have been 40%.
Helpline.
Well-trained employees, huh?
So the inspector left the home after telling the lady of the house that she needed a license. 2 months later, in January of 2010, another USDA official called asking for a meeting with the Dollarhite family at their full-time business, a small computer store. Now, this is another good time to say no. Don't go to their meeting. What do you have to gain? What is it that you could possibly gain from meeting with these USDA officials? They're just going to attempt to intimidate you. They're going to tell you that you need to pay them a bunch of money. They're going to tell you that you're in violation of some arbitrary ordinance that some bureaucrat decided to write down on a piece of paper many, many years ago. And that's all that's going to happen. They're going to gather information. You may speak too much. You may tell them too much. And then they can use that information to further fine you and further prosecute you. So I think they made a mistake by showing up
that meeting. What do you think would be the problem with having the meeting and saying, we're not going to answer any questions and we're not going to make any statements. We're just here to let you say whatever you're going to say.
You know, whatever, Mark. I mean, if you want to do that, at least bring a damn video camera to the meeting.
That's a good idea.
And say, okay, here you go. You know, you can say whatever you want in front of this camera.
And I'll show it to my attorney.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, the inspector watched the store for an hour from his car before the meeting, and his physical appearance put off the small business owners. Judy said he was covered in head to toe in filth. Jeans is one thing, but these were slicked. He had Grizzly Adams-style hair, she said. The inspector, whose name she could not recall, intimidated the couple, claiming to have interviewed their neighbors about their political beliefs.
Oh.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. All of this for selling some bunnies. Now, let's put this in perspective here. 1-800-259-9231 if you think that people need to ask the government's permission to sell bunny rabbits. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You can also bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. The website features a variety of different things, including our listening options, live streams, radio transmitters, satellite listening options, etc. Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency that's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. I just somebody just let me know today that they're up to $8. Learn more at weusecoins.org. The dollar's going down. Bitcoins have been going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so we continue here. We're going to get right into your phone calls in a moment. I just want to finish telling you this story about a family who got it into their heads that they were free enough to where they could sell rabbits to a local pet store. They'd started selling some bunnies to their neighbors and some friends, and, you know, word gets around. If you've got a good quality product, and in this case an animal is the product, a good quality product with good service, word's going to get around, and word got around to a local pet store, and they liked the bunnies. They were selling the bunnies, and they asked the family to be their provider. They wanted them to be a source for the selling of these bunnies at the pet store. The USDA got word. They got wind somehow. I don't know how. I don't know if they got snitched out or if this is just a regular thing where they just track down the sources of animals and just harass people. But they then came after this family and threatened them. And after the initial threat, they were told they needed to get a license and told that the license instructions would be sent to them. They never were. And so 2 months later, then another USDA official called, asked to meet with them. They apparently did meet up. And according to Julie Dollarheit, the lady of this particular household, she said that she was intimidated by this man. And he claimed to have interviewed their neighbors about their political beliefs, scared that they would face a small fine. This is from DailyCaller.com, by the way, for a part-time business that had only resulted in about $4,000 to $5,000 in sales and $200 to $400 of profit. The Dollarheits agreed during the meeting to immediately suspend their business, which the inspector said would help their case. Over the next weeks, Judy traded all of her rabbit breeding equipment on Craigslist rather than selling it, so she could not be engaged in commerce. 8 weeks after their meeting, the Dollarheits caught this lady scared.
Yeah.
She's doing everything she can to stop some sort of government come down on her and her family. The Dollarheits called a USDA office in Maryland. A man there said, "We're going to make an example of you." USDA spokesbureaucrat Sex said he didn't know about the interactions between the USDA and the Dollarheits. Roxanne Folk, the USDA point of contact in the case against the Dollarheits, declined to comment when reached by phone. And why should she? She's going to get a paycheck whether she talks to the media or not. It wasn't until April 19th, however, that the Dollarheits received official word from the USDA. A letter from the chief of the Animal Health and Welfare Enforcement Branch. Remember, the animals were never once accused of being endangered. There was never any accusation that they were being raised poorly or anything like that.
As a matter of fact, the pet store wanted them because they were being raised in a fashion that was better than
what quality.
Right, it was local and it was a better quality.
And the law was designed, the intent of the law was to prevent abuse of animals.
That's the claim, but the intent of the law really to get money for the USDA, right? It's really to get people to obey and to pay, which is really what all the government's laws are
but that's
about
what,
for the most part.
That's what people who propose to use the government to regulate in the areas of farming or animal husbandry or whatever, they imagine that what they're doing is they're protecting the animals. In fact, what they're doing is they're letting loose an organization of people that is intended to protect the big guy at the expense of the little guy, so that little organizations that are going to take good care of these animals are going to get crushed. They just said they're going to make an example of them. Why would they do that?
According to the story here, they were given an offer. The USDA made an offer to
them. We'll let you live.
In this letter, it essentially said that, Wayne, it said, "Our investigation shows that you have violated the United States Code of Federal Regulations," which, of course, you have spent all of your life reading, and you must have had some knowledge because ignorance of the law
is no excuse.
"You may settle this matter by paying $90,643.
Crazy.
Shakedown.
So the good news is the Dollarheits told the USDA that they aren't accepting the offer. Their attorney wrote that their client rejects that proposal, noting that according to
the USDA... Of course, they have an attorney, so how much have they paid at this point, right?
What's that going to cost them? According to the USDA's own literature, it's 6,000 annual enforcement cases, average a penalty of $333 per case, and yet you contend it would be appropriate for my client to tender a penalty of $90,000. So at this point, they're quibbling over the amount. One Washington lobbyist for the industrial farming sector said the penalty was ludicrous. She said the rabbit sales are on the scale of a high school 4-H project. USDA spokesbureaucrat says the $90,000 fine looks curious, to say the least, but he insisted it was necessary for the USDA to punish violators to ensure businesses across the county, or rather country, register, putting them on the USDA's radar screen for inspections and possible enforcement. This is the only way we can ensure these animals are getting the care that they need.
How is this fine going to do anything to letting people who might raise bunnies for
this
sale?
This will help the USDA's budget so we can go around and help animals.
We'll get more money so that we can hassle more people.
Right, because they're not helping any animals in this case. There's no animals that have been assisted in this case. The bunnies were fine. People were happy with their bunnies. The business was fine. They were making a little bit of money doing something that they love.
A little bit of money. It wasn't even very profitable.
Right. Clearly, if you're making a few hundred bucks over a couple of years, you're doing something because you love to raise animals. This is not a profit center for these people.
Well, it was, their son was doing it there initially, and it's a good little business for a kid to be in. And this is, it just goes to show it's a valuable lesson. And they did make an example of these people.
Oh, yeah.
They taught this boy that America isn't free and that you're not free to earn a living in this country, that, that what it once was, what built it into a great nation, has long since been replaced by socialist fascist dictators.
That's right. And it's just one more lesson of the same, because little Johnny or whatever, if he's going to go government school, has already learned this lesson once. If you want to go to the bathroom, little Johnny, you've got to ask Master, your teacher, for a hall pass in order to go to the bathroom. And so it's just that same mentality. If you want to do business, little Johnny, you've got to ask Master for the pass.
At my school, it was arbitrary. They'd go in and out of this whole hall pass thing. Today, you need them, in a couple of weeks, you won't need them again. You'd end up kind of skulking around because the teacher didn't want to write the hall pass. It was
nice.
Stupid.
Let's go to you, your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Ryan, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. You're all worked up over that last story, so I'm going to de-escalate a little bit.
right.
Thank you.
Because I was all fighting combative earlier, but I'm not so much anymore. Let's talk about the difference between liberty and freedom.
There's a difference between liberty and freedom?
I think there is. Liberty is sort of a concept, people around you aren't forcing you to do various things, but freedom implies, to me, ability to act.
Okay.
So you have all the liberty in the world, but if you're a dude who's locked in and paralyzed from the neck down, you have absolutely no freedom.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I've heard similar distinctions made in the past. If you'd like to continue to expand on this, you're welcome to stick with us. More here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some would also suggest that liberty comes, part and parcel with responsibility, whereas people that are acting as though they're free may not be as responsible with their actions. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515.
800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We invite you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up here in just a matter of days, weeks, just a few weeks away at this point. June 20th. Through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. You could be there. We're going to be there. Free Talk Live broadcasting live throughout the entire week. And there's all kinds of stuff to do. I can't even begin to scratch the surface of it here on the air because we have limited time to discuss this. So go to porkfest.com to learn more. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you'll get the whole schedule of things as they are currently scheduled. Of course, there are all kinds of things that won't appear on the schedule, just people getting together and socializing and campfires, and we're going to be out in Rogers Campground, which is the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Incredibly beautiful location.
Beautiful.
The scenery's just stunning, breathtaking, but the people are the real reason to go, to be around like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are getting together here in New Hampshire for the purposes of achieving liberty in our lifetime. Many of them have already made the move, as we have done. We made the move a few years back, several years ago now, almost at this point. And some people are newer movers. They've just moved within the last month or two. All kinds of people who've already moved will be there. Lots of people, hundreds of people who have not moved yet, people who are maybe kind of on the fence, they're checking out New Hampshire, they want to see if this movement is for real, they're coming up. So it's just going to be an incredible gathering of awesome people. Lots of fun stuff to do as well. Family fun activities, games, live performances, competitions, agorism in action, lots of food. Mandrake is in town again from mandrake.com. George, from George's Famous Baklava. He's going to be there offering up more than just baklava. He's going to have all kinds of sandwiches. He's going to have his euros that he offered last year, and there's a lot of competition for him, too. So prices are going to be low, as I think as a result. And last year was pretty affordable, as is, with just maybe three or four food vendors. I expect we're probably going to see a a few more enter into the competition this year. And already there's been discussion by one vendor about a possible topless wait staff, and that has created some controversy because there are some people that, you know, they're a little concerned with, you know, I guess kids seeing topless women because not everybody is has the same level of tolerance for sexual freedom. And, of course, that brings us back around to the discussion of freedoms versus liberties. And I think Ryan is still with us listening to WTAR. Now, to point out, just a point of clarification, that business owner that was considering doing topless waitstaff was like an after 10 o'clock at night kind of thing. So, at a place at which most young people will not be.
There'll be some 17-year-old boys that are watching from a distance.
I'm talking about young people.
My son wouldn't mind.
Teenagers. So, Ryan, you're back with us listening to WTAR.
Hey, guys. That's actually an interesting, perfect little example of what I was thinking about. A society with perfect liberty, that guy can try to have his topless lit waitresses out, and he can get shouted down by the less
tolerant
groups of people, and it only would take a couple sort of loud ones to completely remove his freedom to have topless waitstaff.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it just all depends on the circumstance. I mean, if people are loud and upset about it, that doesn't mean that he wouldn't have the ability to do what it was that he wanted to. It just means that he might have his business hurt as a result of those people not giving him the business. So he may still be able to move forward with his plan.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you look at the way swingers clubs and things are treated in the Midwest and all that sort of thing. We have a lot
about getting the government involved?
No. The swingers clubs are compiled. The specific one I was thinking about was a group that the local Christian group just spent a bunch of time in that parking lot driving off their customers one at a time. And
I see. So the idea was the Christian group hung out nearby with like video cameras or still cameras and essentially threatened the customers with exposure?
Absolutely.
It's an interesting tactic, and I see where you're coming from there. But I don't know if people going to a bar that has, or not a bar, but a restaurant that has topless waitstaff are going to be scared off by somebody with a video camera. I don't.
Depends.
It does all depend. That wouldn't stop me. Let's just say that.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is that in both of those situations, and all those situations, let's not say government. Let's say sort of a coalition of open-minded people getting together should set the rules for their area. That sort of thing wouldn't be appropriately tolerated.
What I want to know is what is he going to call his restaurant? You know, Hooters is already taken. So, what, Jiggles or?
Thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think for the most part, people do interchange the terms freedom and liberty, and I think for the most part they do work as interchangeables, but I think you could really, you know, get into the semantics of them and nail down some subtle differences.
Semantics is so much fun. Just trying to create your own subtle differences between words and then getting the world to use them the same way you do.
Yeah,
there's a project for somebody with a lot of time on their hands.
Let's go to Tom listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom?
Tom?
In Maryland. Here. Hello.
Hello there.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you. I wanted to comment about the rabbit situation. I did read the same article. I believe you were reading the same one word for word that I read. And unfortunately, I think these folks got a taste of, an agency, right, that has no oath to the Constitution.
Oh, well, so what if they've taken an oath to the Constitution?
Yeah, the agencies that do have an oath to the Constitution don't follow it anyway.
Right, I mean, look at the police. They swear oaths to the Constitution.
Yeah, so, but what I was getting at was ultimately they have kind of gotten a taste, not just even of just this agency and their heartlessness and their zealousness over selling rabbits. And, I mean, the amount of money they made might as well have been 2 cents, for Christ's sake. So, you know, what they have now, what they are now encountering is, you know, basically the real America that so few people encounter, and they refuse to believe it is there until they find themselves in the clutches of it.
Yep, and then it's too late.
then it is too late. $4 million over this. I mean, and as far as the people of Missouri go, if everybody in the state of Missouri doesn't buy a bunch of rabbits and start selling them immediately, everybody there is the P word. And I think you know what I mean.
You're saying that everybody has to go buy rabbits and
Everybody in Missouri needs to start selling rabbits.
Well, that's not very likely, and I wouldn't.
Well, it's probably not very likely.
I think you're right. Americans are scared. I don't blame them for being scared. What kind of civil disobedience have you done recently?
Civil disobedience, I've never really truly engaged in. However, I have gone to court and fought tickets before.
Okay, good. That's a level of non-cooperation.
It's more than most folks will do.
And that makes
right, I have done this, and I have stood up for my rights when the time was necessary. And, yeah, I don't want to go into too terribly long of a story, but I did, this was effective at least one time, and, you know, I did walk home, which was quite a ways, because, yes, I was, I could have been given a DWI. But when the cop rolled up on me, I was parked. I wasn't actually moving. See? Mm-hmm.
But
so
they didn't do if it. Your keys are anywhere near the ignition, if you have active
right.
possession of your keys, they can give
and
you a ticket for it. It's crazy.
Well, when he started to search me, and among other things, I figured, well, you're yelling at me. Why don't I just yell back at you? And I yelled at him, does the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights mean any effing thing to you? And that's when he was like, do you know why, Cerky? Do you know why? Well, finally he just said, hey, look, if I come back here and your vehicle's gone, I'm coming after you.
I'm telling you, you lucked out. I mean, you're lucky you're not talking with a lisp with lack of teeth after talking to a cop like that.
Right.
You know, I'm real glad that guy didn't do anything terrible to you. But
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I agree with the general concept that I wish more Americans would stand up for their neighbors, even when their neighbors are doing something that they may not necessarily agree with or, you know, be concerned over. Like, most people aren't going to sell rabbits, so they'll just tell themselves, well, this doesn't matter to me. But it does matter to you. It should matter to you because it's everybody's freedom is being threatened. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The moments remain. Enough time for you, your thoughts. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL, CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. Get over and get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through one of the links that you'll see there at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is that you need to buy, you just buy it through the link at shop.freetalklive.com. There's a link there for the United States, for Canada, for the UK, as well as Germany. You just click into the appropriate one for you, get your shopping taken care of. You won't see an indicator at the checkout or anything like that. It's just a little code that goes in when you enter the site, gets stored in a cookie on your computer, and as long as you enter through that link, you pretty much are good to go. We're going to get a cut of Amazon's profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. So we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Chris is listening in Georgia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Chris in Georgia? Going once.
I'm here.
Chris, there you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a bee in people's bonnets. There was a friend of mine who was a patriot and a stellar man, never been arrested in his life. And his name is Matt Murdock, and he was murdered by police last Thursday night coming from work.
What happened?
He came out of the shop, and the police said they had a suspicious call. He was the kind of guy who would help anybody, myself included, you know, with any kind of auto mechanics or auto body work. He'd work for free if you didn't have the money. He just was a good guy. He distributed, like, DVDs to try to make people aware of what's going on with the nation and the sad state that we're in. And ultimately, he got pulled over by the police, and they said, "What are you doing here?" He showed his driver's license. And the one officer went to verify, went to the shop where he was working, and the guy said, "Oh, yeah, that's Matt. He just left, and he's a good guy," and whatever. And so the other police officer stormed up and, I guess, got in a confrontation with him about something. And next thing you know, the owner of the business and the other police officer are walking up, and the guy opened fire point blank, 4 to 6 shots right into him. And while he was saying, "What are you shooting me for?" I mean, he just was like in shock, I guess. You know, the cop was shooting him. And ultimately, he died from his wounds at 2 in the morning. And you can Google it, Matt Murdock shot by police in Georgia. And we're having a candlelight vigil for him Friday night. He was well received and loved in the community and just a great guy. Missed horribly.
Have the police come out with a statement at this point?
Well, basically, they're saying that the police officer thought that he was reaching for a gun. Well, you know, apparently no gun was found. Mm. But I know for a fact that he had a license for concealed permit. But he himself had friends with the police officers. He was part of the Oath Keepers group that he would you know, he would try to meet with officers and soldiers and try to keep them to keep their, you know, oath not to turn weapons on the citizens of the United States. There's some irony there, actually. But, you know, the police officer then turned and pointed at the other officer and the guy, and they had to take cover. I mean, the guy was apparently jacked up on adrenaline or steroids or who knows what. I mean, they're going to get to the bottom of it, but... You know, it's just more of this.
No, they won't.
No, they're not.
No one's getting to the bottom of this. Cops get away with murder on a regular basis. Odds are good he's going to be put on a paid suspension while they so-called investigate. And the investigation will determine that he believed he was fearing for his life. And so, therefore, whenever a cop can say, I was scared, that's justification for them to kill someone.
Right, in this police state we live in.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you, dude, but... Please, don't get your hopes up on this, because they'll just be dashed against the rocks. I wish you the best of luck, and call us with an update if you can, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry to hear that story, because anybody...
It's tragic.
And this is something that cops can do to anybody at any time, if they wanted to. I don't think they're all murderous lunatics like this guy appears to be from the story, but at any time, I thought he was pulling a gun on me.
But
yeah, that's it.
But there does seem to be some hostility toward the Oath Keepers group for good reason, because they're countering what's the federalization and militarization of police. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look what happened with that couple up here in New Hampshire a few months back when they had their baby taken away.
That's right.
And they cited that this person was a member of Oath Keepers.
They sure did, as evidence that he's a bad guy, right?
Exactly.
So we continue here. Your calls. Tom, listening on XM's America's Talk. Hello, Tom. Tom in Iowa.
I'm concerned about the agricultural farmers in the area. They drive tractors and combines. They tow excessive loads up and down all the roads. Mm-hmm. They don't have permits. They don't even pay tax on the fuel that the tractors burn.
How do they not pay taxes on fuel for tractors?
Well, the taxes on the fuel is for highway use, and farmers, the tractor burns 99% of the fuel in the field, so they don't have to pay taxes
on the
fuel.
So do they get the special, is this the thing where there's the different color diesel, where one of them...
That's correct.
Yeah. I see. I didn't realize that the special diesel was untaxed.
That's correct. They don't pay any road taxes on that fuel.
Huh. And so,
my question is, if a contractor has to move a piece of equipment down the road, he has to have all the right permits to do so. He has to have all the right licenses to drive that truck. He's limited by height and width and weight. And these are all things that farmers are not limited to.
Well, I hate to tell you, but farmers are more politically connected than you guys are.
Well... And that's the reason? I mean, that's what gets them through this?
Well, you know, I guess the idea is the farmers don't put their equipment very far on the road. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine in my mind, it would seem really difficult.
Maybe 50 years ago, they didn't. But today, farmers transport this equipment over 100 miles sometimes.
Well, you even just said it. It was like 99% of the time that they're on the farm with this equipment. But regardless of that, are you proposing that everybody should have to pay the same taxes and follow the same regulations?
I think everybody should be as free as the farmers, if not more so.
I'm asking, though, is that what your proposal is?
Yeah, I think everybody should have legal loads. The equipment should be safe.
Are you a professional driver?
No, I'm not. I'm a contractor.
Okay. I'm sad to hear you say that, because I agree with Mark. I think that everybody should be free to drive without having to pay taxes on gas.
What's going to support the roads?
Let's not have the government handle. We don't need taxes because it's stealing, sir, and it's threatening people. And we don't need the government to take care of the roads. We can have the marketplace handle that and let people with an incentive to innovate come up with different ways to fund those roads. How about that?
That's never occurred to me.
There you go. So it's something to think on, because it's a tough one. I mean, it's we've been used to the government running the roads for our whole lives, so it's hard to get out of that particular box.
And one thing you have to remember is the roads used to be privately run in the first place, and then the government came in and co-opted them.
It's been over 100 years. But
have you ever been to Disney World?
I have been to Disney World.
Well, those are all private roads at Disney World.
Did you know that?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. See how nice those roads are? There's not a crack in that pavement.
Well, now, the argument there could be made, Wayne, that, well, it's Disney. I mean, they've got a bunch of money, so that's
there are
not
lots of private roads running through Southern California. People want to be able to get out of gridlock traffic, so they're paying a premium for a private road.
But they don't always have to be. Again, I think the toll method is kind of antiquated, where they're paying for some sort of a pass. I think that's kind of taking the government concept.
When you talk about rural places with farmers, you're probably going to be talking about roads that wouldn't be as well kept as they would be in metropolitan areas.
That may very well be true. Right. But all I'm talking about is other ways to fund roads beyond this kind of antiquated toll method.
How come we can't just have all the people that are using the roads follow the laws that have been put into place?
Which laws do you want to follow?
Instead of allowing the farmers to ignore all the weight limits, speed limits, and I'm talking about excessively slow limits in their cases.
Excessively slow, sure.
And then they're too high, they're too wide, and they're too heavy in many, many cases.
Well, so this was going on in my town recently, and the fact is, if there was some kind of, like, real scientific way of knowing this stuff, you might be able to convince me. But instead, what you have is a bunch of people who know nothing trying to come up with the rules. And they were in my town, they were trying to say, oh, we can't have dump trucks on this road. It's too curvy. And really what it was is the rich people that were politically connected lived on this road, and they didn't want dump trucks on their road. They wanted them to come down at my house because there was a small quarry on this road, whereas I live next to the largest quarry in the world, and they could care less that I live on a major highway where cars go back and forth. They're talking about the danger to their pets. My kid could walk out on this road. So this is all about politically connected people, really not about any, with making arbitrary rules rather than making sort of rules that make sense.
I'm fine with people being safe on the roads. That makes sense to me. I think road owners and kind of a market road future would want their drivers to be safe, and there would likely be rules attached to that. But I'm not fine with the government arbitrarily dictating things to me and everybody else. And I think we need to find other ways to ensure safety that don't involve the threat of violence from the state. Now, thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you'll find us online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.